I'm Kathy Werzer, and it's Morning Edition on NPR News. We'll find out more today about the incredible story of a missing Wisconsin teen who was found alive in northern Wisconsin yesterday after she apparently escaped from her captor. Jamie Kloss disappeared from her home outside Barron about 3 months ago. Her parents were discovered shot to death. Late yesterday afternoon, Kloss emerged from a wooded area near Gordon, Wisconsin. That's about an hour away from Barron. She asked for help from a passerby who then took her to a nearby home to call for help. Authorities say they took a suspect into custody shortly after Jamie was found. Our Tim Nelson's been following developments all night long. He joins me this morning. Wow, what happened here?
Well, let's go back to the start here. Like you said, Jamie's been missing since October 15th when a 911 call brought authorities to her home outside of Barron just before 1 a.m. They found Jamie's parents, Denise and James, dead and their 13-year-old daughter missing. Jamie was believed to have been home at the time of the slayings and the front door was kicked in, but there was no sign of her in the house or anywhere near Barron. Even after thousands of volunteers combed the area, you saw the video of them walking around out there.
Right.
Then yesterday afternoon, an Eau Claire area woman named Jean Nutter was walking her dog near her cabin, and a girl approached her from a wooded area beside the road. I talked to Jean's husband, Forrest, late last night.
My wife recognized her, but wasn't sure of everything. And the young lady identified herself, and my wife took her to not to our cabin because she'd have been by herself, but to another place. There are several, I think there's about four or five places where people live there year-round.
Now, Jamie told her rescuers that she had escaped from a nearby home when her captor left and was worried that he might come looking for her.
And then what happened?
Well, Jean and Jamie went to the door of a home nearby where Peter and Kristen Kaczynskas lived. They knocked on the door and asked them to call 911. I talked to Kristen Kaczynskas a few hours later.
Absolutely shocking, yes. Like, we recognized her right away, so it wasn't, we knew it wasn't a fake. She just opened up the door, and Jamie said that she was Jamie Kloss, and that she'd been taken, and her parents had been murdered.
The Kaczynskases sat Jamie down on their couch. They offered her something to eat and drink and waited for about half an hour for the police to show up. Deputies came to the door and asked if Jamie was the girl they'd been looking for and took her away.
Oh, my gosh. Any word? Had she been hurt? What did she look like? How is she?
Well, authorities haven't said much, although they did say she was taken to a hospital to be examined. She did apparently make it to the Kaczynskas' house under her own power, you know, so she was at least ambulatory. But we just don't have any information about what might have happened to her over the last 3 months. You know, I will say this has been a massive manhunt, and photos of Jamie have been circulating nationwide for months. So Kristen Kaczynskas said she knew what Jamie looked like shortly before she disappeared and that she had changed a bit.
A little thinner, I guess, kind of disheveled as far as clothing, and she didn't have, shoes that would be hers. She was wearing somebody else's shoes, like big shoes.
Now, Kristen Kaczynskas said Jamie didn't say a lot about what happened to her. Other media have reported that police took a 21-year-old resident of that house into custody just minutes later, possibly when the suspect returned to the home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald did confirm that Douglas County authorities had made an arrest.
Wow. Clearly, this was a surprise. I mean, this girl had been gone for 12 weeks, and then she turns up alive.
Yeah, no question. Although I did talk to Patty Wetterling last night. She was actually on her way to a board meeting for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children when she got a text message that Jamie was alive. Now, people know Patty's heartbreak all too well. Her son Jacob was abducted and killed in 1989, although it took almost 30 years to catch his killer. Wetterling told me that she felt all along that Jamie was alive, that she may have been the target of the crime, and that anyone who would gun down two people to take her would consider her too valuable to kill. Barron County authorities have scheduled a 10 o'clock news conference this morning, so, you know, we're probably going to find out more about this then. We also have our reporter Matt Sepik and photojournalist Evan Frost up there, so stay tuned to NPR News for more details.
Absolutely. All right, Tim Nelson, thanks much.
You're welcome.